Jonathan 3, that what happened is that the Lord rested on the seventh day from all the work which He created and made. And then He blessed and sanctified the seventh day. That is, He instituted the Sabbath on that day, because on that day He rested from all His works which He created and made. And I submit to you that, in my judgment, that's the very same principle upon which He picks and selects and shows us what the Sabbath day is to be now. And it is simply this. He enters into His rest from all His work which He recreates. He does another whole work of creation. He does a new creation work. He comes down in the incarnate. God the Son, Jehovah God incarnate, comes down and creates a new creation in the work of redemption. He does a new work of creation, the work of salvation and redemption accomplished. And He enters into His rest from that work on the first day of the week by His resurrection from the dead. He dies, is buried, He finishes the work, and He enters into His rest on the first day of the week. And then, 50 days later, He blesses and sanctifies, same language, blesses and sanctifies the first day of the week, when He sends the Holy Spirit on the first day of the week upon His people on the day of Pentecost, and He blesses and sanctifies that very day upon which He entered into His rest from all His work which He recreates and made. And that is precisely the same principle by which He picked the seventh day in the first and original creation. So in the new creation, He selects the first day of the week by entering into His resurrection rest on that day and sending the Holy Spirit 50 days later to bless and sanctify that day, the first day of the week, which He in that way picks out and selects as the Sabbath for the new creation. Furthermore, the apostles recognized that selection because, it being a day of rest and worship, they gathered on that day. In Acts 27, on the first day of the week, Acts 20, verse 7, on the first day of the week when the disciples were come together to break bread. It was the day of worship. And they waited there in Troas a whole week so that the Sabbath came, the new creation Sabbath on Sunday, and they entered into the worship of God. Furthermore, in 1 Corinthians 16, 1 and 2, the Apostle Paul prescribes that day. He says, on the first day of the week, let each one of you lay by him in store. And he talks about the sacrifice of giving as an act of worship associated with the first day of the week. He says, as I gave order to the churches of Galatia, so you do the same. And they have a designation of that day, first day of the week, which is called in Revelation 1:10, the Lord's Day, which is the day that especially belongs to the Lord and is set out of all the days as His peculiar portion of time in the week, or His Sabbath. So it's a day of rest, day of worship. And God has told us what day of the week is to replace the old creation Sabbath day, namely the first day of the week. So that is what I said in the break time about how to resolve that tension between the Sabbath being a moral law and the Ten Commandments and a sign of the Old Covenant on the seventh day.